Okay, this is the all new Super Ultimate Anime Mega Questioner. What was the first anime you remember seeing? The first one, I'm pretty sure, was Pokemon. I used to watch it in the morning before school. It must have been like 5 or something. I think I was in kindergarten. I used to watch it with my brothers, sisters, my cousins, because we all used to go to the same elementary school back then. What genre do you find yourself watching most and why? Well, probably comedy. I watch mostly comedy. It's funny, it's entertaining. I like anime that makes me laugh and things that don't take themselves too seriously. I also really like slice of life stuff. It can be interesting. It doesn't have to be all action or anything like that. Have you ever found yourself attracted to a character in anime? If so, who was your first crush and who do you like now? Well, the first one was definitely Kenshin from Rurouni Kenshin. I used to love that show as a kid and I thought he was super cool, super badass. He was like the best person with a sword. I also thought he was cute too. Now would probably be Colonel Mustang from Fullmetal Alchemist. He's also really cool. The way he fights is really awesome. How do you consume anime? Do you buy DVDs, Blu-ray, watch online via an online service such as Crunchyroll, Funimation, or Netflix, or do you watch on TV? Well, they don't play that many on TV anymore. Sometimes I do watch on demand if they have it. Funimation has some of their shows on demand like that. Mostly I just stream them online. I do use Crunchyroll or Funimation and Netflix, but I'm not that patient. I always want to wait a week to watch a new episode, so I'll try to find it on other websites as quickly as they come out. I have like one DVD probably. Do you watch series live as they air or do you marathon shows instead? Well, actually, I do both. Most of the time, I watch new series live as they air because I was interested in whatever new shows are coming out. But if it's a show that's been out for a while, I'll just watch it normally. So, marathon it. Tentacles. Thoughts? I haven't really seen that many things with tentacles. I don't particularly have any opinion on it. Who would you say is your favorite anime protagonist and who is your favorite anime antagonist? Do you generally prefer the good guys or the bad guys? My favorite protagonist would probably have to be Kotetsu Kuburagi, aka Wild Tiger from Tiger and Bunny, because he's so interesting and entertaining to watch. Like he's smart, but sometimes he acts kind of dumb sometimes. And he's actually a huge dork, but sometimes he tries to be cool, but he can't. He's just really funny. He's a very relatable hero because he's very human. He's a good guy and he tries really hard to do the right thing. And he ends up making a lot of mistakes because his emotions get in the way of things sometimes. But he's the one who ends up saving the day in the end. He's actually a lot smarter and more capable than people expect him to be. Favorite antagonist? Makishima from Psycho Pass, the main villain in season one, because he's also very interesting. His things and his motives actually do make sense, even though the way he's going about it is probably wrong. Actually questions the society and is very philosophical and stuff. It's interesting. Probably I would say I prefer the good guys. There aren't a lot of villains in anime that really a big fan of. It's mostly the heroes, I guess. You and your significant other are going to dress up as anime characters in the bedroom. Who do you each dress up as? Well, I like Sailor Moon. It would probably be cool to cosplay as one of the characters. So I think I would be Usagi and significant other would be Tuxedo Mask or maybe one of the Sailor Scouts or something. they have cool accessories. Well, it's not always an option given the chance, the choice, do you sub or dub? Usually I'd watch the sub because I'm used to watching it that way since I watch a lot of newer shows when they come out, and I've gotten used to that and actually prefer them better now. But if it's a dub that I really like Alchemist or Oron or Blue Exorcist, then I'll watch the dub if I like it. Is there an anime that other people love but you just couldn't get into? Well, Free, at first, when the show first came out, I saw a few episodes and I wasn't really into it, so I stopped watching it. I thought it was pretty boring, but I actually ended up watching it a few months later and I kind of liked it, so I watched it and watched season 2 when it came out. And Attack on Titan, I read the manga, but I don't really like the show that much for some reason. And I don't really particularly like any of the characters. Which character do you most relate to and who do you most aspire to? I think the character I would most relate to would be Tomoko from Wadamote. No matter how I look at it, it's your guys' fault that I'm not popular, because it seems like she has really bad social anxiety. Well, in the show, it's played for humor, obviously, but you can tell she's having a really bad time with it, and she's really trying to get better and make friends and stuff, but if she tries to be new, like she has a plan or something, then it always backfires, and she ends up like embarrassing herself really badly. And yeah, there are a lot of people who say they can identify with that character. I definitely can say that I do. The character I most aspire to would probably be Sawako from Kimi ni Todoke. She grew up like having trouble talking to people and not having a lot of friends, but in the show, well, she gets better. She is better at opening up to people, and it gets easier for her. She's more happy about it. A series sometimes have really catchy opening songs. If you had to pick a favorite right now, what would it be? I really like the second opening song from Tiger and Buddy. I really like all the songs from that show and from Toradora. Do you have a guilty pleasure anime? Kind of. There's this show called Cuticle Detective Inaba. It's kind of hard to explain. It's pretty weird. But it's kind of like Gintama, only not as good. And it's not a bad show, but it's not really that good. But I find it hilarious. I watch it a lot. Yeah, not as good as Gintama, though it is kind of similar. A group of people who work together and have like an odd type of business thing, but the main character in this one is actually a detective who's half werewolf, and he gets clues by tasting pieces of hair. Yeah, it's weird. Oh, and there's this other show that came out a while ago called High School Earth Defense Club Love. This kind of like the whole magical girl thing, except they were boys, and it could be pretty interesting and funny sometimes, but it could have been a lot better than it was. The premise was pretty interesting, but yeah, it could have been a lot better. But yeah, there are a few times where the show is actually pretty clever and funny, but not that much. But I still liked it anyway. There's another show called Sekai Ichi Hatsukoi. The story is from the same writer who wrote Junjo Romantica, which is pretty similar. In her story, she tends to use the same character designs and the same types of characters, which gets kind of boring, but for some reason, I actually like this one. It was pretty funny sometimes, even though it was really repetitive and extremely cliche. Have you ever crossed the line from regular anime to hentai? So, what sort do you watch, and do you have a favorite series? Yeah, I used to watch it a lot, actually. there wasn't anything in particular that I tried to look for, but yeah. I saw this one OVA called I Shall Never Return, I think, if it counts. And the plot was actually pretty interesting. But it was short, like only half an hour, and there weren't any multiple episodes or anything. Have you ever been to a convention? Well, yes, I've been to a couple in the past few years. Two regular ones, and for a couple of years, the university I went to theirs. It wasn't as big as the other ones since it was on campus, but it was pretty cool. The last one, I actually got a couple of autographs from my favorite anime voice actors, which was awesome. If you had to pick one show and it would be the only anime you could watch for the rest of your life, what would it be? Well, probably Kimi no Totoke, since it's one of my favorites. I watched it a few times, and well, it's a very cute show, really calming. So sometimes I watch it if I'm having a bad day or whatever, and it helps me feel better. So yeah, I would watch that a lot of times. If you could live in an anime world, which one would it be and why? Well, probably Fullmetal Alchemist, like, because, well, alchemy, you can do a lot of interesting, cool things with alchemy. You've seen the first movie, then you know how much it sucked to live in a world without alchemy. Basically, how the real world is not very exciting. And there's, well, they had a lot of, in that world, there is a lot of excitement and adventure and cool things happening. It would be good to live in a world like that, I think. Which particular character's voice would you say is your favorite? Alternatively, do you have a favorite voice actor? What about them in particular do you like? Well, probably Vic Mignogna, because his character's voice is always like very distinctive. You can always tell that it's him. And all the shows that he's been in, he's been really funny in them. And he's also pretty entertaining in real life too. J. Michael Tatum, because he always plays like really cool types of characters, and that's always interesting, I guess. Well, I liked him as Kyoya in or in High School Host Club the most. Have you ever or would you ever cosplay as an anime character? I haven't, but I would. I was watching an episode of Dorodoro yesterday, I think, or the day before yesterday, and I was thinking it would be really cool to cosplay as Celty. Like, costume itself wouldn't be that hard. It would be really cool to make it with the headless horse too. That would be awesome. And also probably Rin from Fate Stay Night, because I like her. She's really cool. I think it might have been more interesting if she was the main character in the game. When you are looking for a new anime, what do you look for? Quality animation, a particular genre, certain voice actors, etc. Usually when I'm looking for a new show, what I do is look up a list of the new shows that are coming out for a particular season. Usually they're about like 20, 30, 40 new shows, and I'll look at the list and see if any of the summaries sound interesting. And if something seems interesting, I'll just look up the promotional video and watch it. And if it looks good, then I'll add it to my list. Usually I start off with about 15 shows to watch that look interesting. But if after a couple of episodes, or like just one episode, I don't feel that interested in it, then I won't watch the rest of it. But if I like it, I'll continue watching it. Are there any animation studios you look out for new shows slash movies from? Not really. If I hear anything about a particular writer that I like, or a voice actor, or a director, then I might watch it if it seems interesting. Well, there is this programming block I forget what channel it's on, but it's called Noitamina, which is animation backwards, and they give a lot of good shows on it. So I look at whatever new shows they have on it, since they've had a lot of shows that I like Psychopath, and Silver Spoon and stuff like that. What do you think about the increase in fan service over the past few years? Haven't really noticed that. I always feel like there's been a lot, and I don't like watching a show that has too much fan service. Particularly like it, but if I the show seems interesting, then I'll probably watch it. But I don't feel like there's really been a change within the past few years. Futanari thoughts. It's interesting, I guess. I've seen them before. Kind of weird though. Have you ever bought merchandise such as statues, action figures, Dikamakura, or Vibrators? Jump, they exist. Well, I don't have any figures, but I do have a backpack that was signed by one of the voice actors I met, but since it's signed, I really don't want to use it anymore, just in case it gets messed up. Which anime or manga have had the biggest impact on your life? Well, I would have to say either Rurouni Kenshin or Fruits Basket. Well, Rurouni Kenshin, I remember seeing it as a kid, and even years later when I hadn't seen anime in like a really long time, it was one of my favorites, one of my first favorites, so that's the one that really got me into watching it again, since I wanted to rewatch it when I got older. And Fruits Basket was one of the first of the newer animes I saw. Now, and I really liked it, so I, because of that, I ended up watching a lot of other anime like Rurouni Kenshin, Host Club, School Rumble, and Fullmetal Alchemist at the same time. Who is your current anime waifu? I guess Yoko from My Monster Secret, because she's really adorable and sweet, but also kind of clueless when it comes to certain things. So yeah, the show is really funny to watch, I think. Finally, recommend up to 5 shows that you think your listeners should watch. These could be classics for people who don't watch anime or overlooked gems that the otaku may have missed out on. Give us your best suggestions. Well, I have to say the first one, Tiger and Bunny, is actually one of my favorites, but it doesn't seem like a lot of people have watched it. But the whole like Western superhero kind of theme to it, and it takes place in the future. A lot of parallels and similarities to like comic book superheroes like Batman, the Punisher, and stuff like that. Joker. It's the type of not just the type of characters there are, but also a few of them because of they have similar powers, and it's really interesting. Got like the perfect mixture of comedy, action, drama, a little bit of tragedy. It's really good, I think. And the animation is really nice too. Princess Tutu. I think it's pretty well known, but a lot of people haven't watched it. It's a really good show. I mean, if it's pretty odd, like it's really hard to describe exactly what it is, and a lot of people, well, a lot of people avoid the show because of that, because it's pretty weird, but it's actually really good. Music is great. The story is really interesting. It's really unique and a lot different from anything I've ever seen. It kind of combines a lot of elements. So like, there's some story, some fairy tale kind of things, references to ballet and dancing, and it's kind of like a magical girl kind of thing in a way. Can get a little bit dark sometimes, but not really that much. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. There is Ashita Dojo, also known as Joe of Tomorrow, Tomorrow's Joe, Champion Joe, whatever. It's a sports anime from the 70s, boxing, and it's really interesting. Like, and in Japan, it's one of those really iconic anime that a lot of TV shows right now make references to it all the time, but I think outside of Japan, it's not that well known. And I don't really watch all the sports anime, but I like this one. It's really exciting, has a lot of character development. It sort of has a lot of episodes. The first season, I think, has about 80. It had the second season from the 80s, I think. I think they had a live-action movie of it a few years ago, but I haven't seen that one. It's about a guy who grew up as an orphan and was a troublemaker, a delinquent for a while, and he has a dream of becoming a famous boxer. His life is really hard, but he's really working toward it, and it's pretty, uplifting, I guess you could say, probably. It's an interesting story. And the fourth show is called Shirobako, also known as White Box. It's about a group of five girls they're young, they just graduated high school, and they're trying to make it into the anime industry. Doing different things. One of the girls is trying to be a voice actor. One is an animator, production assistant. And one of the girls is actually still in school. She's studying to be a writer. They actually created a short anime in high school, but they're trying to go to the industry and become professional so that a few years down the line they can make their own TV show. And it's actually very interesting. Focuses mainly on two girls, the animator and the production assistant, who work at the same job, and shows what goes into making of anime and the different types of people who are involved. And it's also really funny. It's kind of like a slice of life, work, calm type of thing. And it wasn't that popular. It came out recently, I think last year, but it's actually really good. And the fifth one is Monster. It's really good. Like, it's an interesting story. Has murder mystery, like what you would call like suspense or psychological horror kind of thing. The main character is a surgeon who's trying to clear his name because he was suspected of murdering a few people, but it's actually that the kid that he saved many years ago is actually the killer. It has a lot of interesting characters. The characters, they all look very different from each other. And this particular story doesn't take place in Japan, it's actually Germany, but the main character is a Japanese surgeon. And it's cool, you know, all the characters have interesting backstories. And I'm probably not describing this in a way that sounds good, but it's actually really good. It's one of my favorites. And that's the last question, so I'm gonna stop here.